Hello everyone, Miss Jean here. This summer, there's an amazing event taking place just up the road from where we are in Gillette, Wyoming. It's the International Pathfinder Camporee. Now, the Camporee is an incredible opportunity to exercise your faith and to grow closer to God. And here's some good news. You don't have to wait to exercise your faith until August. There's a Bible study challenge going on right now. It's your chance to study the Bible and earn a free collector's pin too. So join the Bible study challenge today at BibleStudyChallenge.com.
Hi everyone, it's Director Doug once again, and we have a special guest with us today. We have Jake's calmer, more reflective, quieter sibling. And she is played by Amanda Roof, who has done a fantastic job with that character. We're so happy to have her in studio today. And Jean and Steve will pepper her with questions, and we'll find out what makes her tick when she's not behind the microphone. Go ahead, guys.
Alrighty. So, Amanda, what is your day-to-day job? What does that look like?
Well, like a lot of other people on Discovery Mountain, I work here at the Voice of Prophecy. I am a editorial specialist / marketing assistant. So all the text that is in the many different kinds of things that Voice of Prophecy produces, which includes Discovery Mountain, videos, programs, promotional content, guides, resources, digital copy. A good chunk of it comes across my desk, and it's my job to edit it and make sure it's correct and clear and reads well. And then sometimes I also just write the copy to begin with. It's very detail-oriented, but that suits me very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a very natural editor, Amanda, and your job of making the rest of us look good, we appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Yes. Oh,
thank you. Well, it's a great team.
Well, Amanda, you play Olivia Olson, and as Director Doug said, you are the calmer of the Donovan siblings. We first met you at your wedding, I think. Wasn't that the first time we met Olivia?
Yes.
Yeah. The mini adventure and Jake's, the forget-me-not.
Forget-me-not, that's right.
It's which he forgot.
Right. And there's actually a little fun fact about that mini-adventure. The gas station attendant was played by you, Steve.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The first time I ever was in Discovery Mountain.
That's right.
Debut role.
Debut. You and your wife, Mary, were just literally in Colorado seeing if you wanted to come out and accept the job, and we, threw you right in the studio.
Yep.
So that was fun. So Olivia's character has really grown. She's now living in Discovery Mountain. It's been fun getting to know her. So tell us, Amanda, in what ways are you the same, and in what ways are you the opposite of Olivia?
Well, Jean, I guess I'm curious as to how you got it so near to my character,
really?
Personality in some spots. It was very eerie reading the minis about the spontaneity versus careful and cautious and being planned, because I was like, oh man, this is so me.
Oh wow.
Because I hate spontaneity. I like things to be I like to expect things. So I was appreciative of the questions that I knew beforehand for this interview. just being methodical, being kind of cautious about things. You know, in season 20, she kind of reacts to Ken being springing things on Yumi and springing things on her negatively. And that's just very in line with me. She's also a worrier. I worry a lot, I have to admit. Things that may be different, Olivia, in this recent season, she's been season 20, she's becoming a stepmom to Yumi, and she's also, teaching a lot. And those are two I wanted to say professions. Parent is not a profession. It's just a lifestyle.
But it's a job.
It's a job.
Yeah. It's a job.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are things that, ooh, that's not me. I could never do that. I don't have the patience or the, you know, I, it's not really within my my strengths. But I do very much admire people who can do that. Mm-hmm. Who can teach and who can just, parent kids, because it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so difficult. But I appreciated you writing that part to, you know, kind of bring some support to step parenting, especially, which is particularly lots of unique challenges to that. So I'm glad that Olivia can be a stepmom and be a teacher too, because I liked school. I was a nerd. Still am.
You were the teacher's pet kind of kid who always did her homework?
Yeah, literally, both my parents are teachers.
That's
so
right. No excuses from you.
Yep.
Well, that's neat. I like you. I look forward to seeing how Olivia and Yumi's relationship kind of grows and develops as stepmom and child. And I know a lot of families, that's reality. And so I just look forward to seeing them get closer and get to know each other and figure stuff out.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
So getting to figure more out about you, what's your favorite food?
It's a great question, and it's great to hear other people's answers. Definitely, obviously, pizza and other savory, scrumptious entrees are popular. But for me, I have a sweet tooth, but not for candy, for baked goods. Mm. So cakes and cookies and sweetbreads, pastries and muffins. So I gotta say, I would be a fan of Miss Michelle's Cafe, all the delicious treats she's whipping up. I think in season 19, she mentioned maple pumpkin bread. When I heard that, I was like, oh, man, that's got to be a real thing. I looked it up. Oh, yes, it is. So someday I'm going to have to make it, and because it sounds just scrumptious.
It does. Now my mouth is watering.
Exactly.
I agree. So Amanda, do you have a favorite Bible verse?
Well, it's less of a one particular verse than more like a favorite book.
Okay.
And that is the book of Ecclesiastes.
Hmm.
Which may surprise some people, because it's kind of a melancholy book.
Mm-hmm.
Its author talks about how bad things happen and life is unfair. And, you know, oftentimes we just don't have the answers. Only God knows.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Ecclesiastes because when I'm feeling upset about life and suffering and this broken world, you know, it shows me that I'm in very good company. This wise ancient writer of scripture felt very much the same way. And he wasn't afraid to say it either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's also this other theme that runs through the book of Ecclesiastes. And I'll just share one particular verse as an example.
Okay.
So this is Ecclesiastes 8:15, and this is the English Standard Version. "And I commend joy, for man has nothing better under the sun but to eat and drink and be joyful. For this will go with him in his toil through the days of his life that God has given him under the sun."
Hmm.
And this is the idea of simply taking joy in life day to day. Even though terrible things happen and work can be hard and life can be unfair, God has really just given humans the gift of enjoyment in things both big and small. And so in this broken world, living well means finding and taking hold of that joy for yourself. And then chapter 3 also adds doing good to that list. And so you're also bringing that joy to others through kindness and service. So while we may not understand evil, that should never stop us from appreciating and pursuing the good.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a lot there to cause us to think and mm-hmm. to dig deep. And it doesn't surprise me, Amanda, because I think you are not the kind of person who thinks at a surface level. You think deeply.
And overthink sometimes.
We're all guilty of that, I think, a little bit. Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand mm-hmm. that. But yeah, life, it isn't a picture perfect story where everything goes well. And we even talk about that in Discovery Mountain. And just having that hope and that promise that there can be joy even in those difficult patches. Really appreciate you sharing that.
So when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, this question is fun for me. And I almost want to say a pirate. But I'm kidding. I never dreamed of being a pirate. But what I did have was I had a phase where I was kind of obsessed about reading the history of them and kind of those seafaring adventures. Maybe I'd have to ask my parents, but I feel like I never had a super clear idea of what I was. Some people just know, but I wasn't quite sure. I think there may have been a time when I was pretty young and I liked baseball. And so I kind of wanted to play for like the Atlanta Braves or the New York Yankees. And of course, I was terribly upset to learn that women don't really play in Major League Baseball.
Right.
But I got over that. So I knew I liked books and stories. So maybe an author? I did go on to get degrees in English and history, and of course I do write some in my work now, so maybe not too far off the mark. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday I'll write a book.
I hope you do. Yeah. I will be one of the first ones lined up to read it.
Oh,
I mean it.
Memoirs of a Discovery Mountain actor.
There you go.
Secrets revealed.
Yeah. Yes. Behind the scenes.
Does
Ruben Gomez
dark secrets.
Really like trail mix, or is he just a method actor?
Or a mini adventure where you get to mess with Ruben.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
That would be so much fun. Oh. Amanda, do you have any pets, or did you have any pets when you were a kid growing up?
Yeah, the second question is more relevant because I don't have any pets now. But when I was young, I grew up with a black lab named Webster. We didn't actually give her that name, but it was appropriate for our kind of literary family. And she stayed outside, but she had a lot of energy and would go with us on hikes and fond memories of her. Hmm. And then when I was a bit older, we got two cats, Ivan and Atticus. Atticus Catticus.
Cute.
And Ivan, boy, he was actually named after the hurricane in the 2000s because he was pretty mean, actually.
Aw.
he could be curious and playful, so that was nice. And Atticus was a stray we picked up, and Atticus was nice and friendly and also just entertaining. But yeah, I have really good memories of Ivan and Atticus and Webster.
Very fun.
So what do you like to do when you have free time?
Well, I guess brought up earlier, I do like stories. And so, but you know, it's not just books that I like to read. I do love books, but also movies or games even. Whatever format the story is, the narrative is, I really like, you know, immersing myself in a world and getting to know the characters. And one of my favorite parts about, you know, the stories is analyzing them, which is, you know, why I went on to study English, because we got to have those discussions about, you know, the motivations of the characters and the plot and just kind of exploring that part of it. So anytime I can discuss with friends the stories that they're watching, and I also like to, you know, I journal some myself, and if I'm in a creative mood, I write some poetry sometimes.
Oh.
I don't make any claims as to the quality of this poetry, but I do like playing around with words and ideas.
Hmm. Very nice. I can see that. And maybe you would want to share one of your poems one day.
I might.
Okay. It'd be great.
Maybe she should try her hand at a mini adventure or something for Discovery Mountain.
Oh, that's true.
What do you think? I'm putting you on the spot.
It would definitely be something new. I've never written a script before, but I might be interested.
Okay. Oh, that would be wonderful. Okay.
Excellent.
That'd be fun. We'll give you lots of time to plan ahead. So we're not dropping it on your lap spontaneously.
Yes, definitely.
We need it for next week's mini, okay?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, Amanda, if Discovery Mountain was a real place and you could go there and you could visit, what do you think you would like to do?
You know, I thought about it and I know there are definitely places I would like to visit, like, you know, Miss Michelle's Cafe and Trekkers and check out the church and, and Madam Manager's Fancy Hotel. I actually would be really interested in seeing that.
Yeah.
And what artwork she's selected. but probably the most important thing that would be on my list would be to, think of, you know, what are my favorite stories from history in the Bible? And then getting someone to tell them so I could hear them come to life kind of on demand.
Oh, yeah.
Because as someone who really loves history and loves Bible stories, you know, hearing them put into kind of, I was going to say live acted, but it's happening now, and that's how people would talk with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, you know, I appreciate all the movie adaptations and scripts that have been written for Bible stories and other audio programs. You know, Discovery Mountain is a great one, obviously, but there have been other audio dramas of Bible stories as well, and history stories too. I love it all because, to me, you know, that is history is simply, it's not, you know, dates and times. It's the story of people. And I find people endlessly fascinating. So, so I would definitely, you know, be trying to soak in that Discovery Mountain air where you can hear your imagination.
It would be absolutely amazing, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Just kind of gives me chills thinking about
walking
around and having the experience that our fictitious characters get to have. For sure. Well, guys, any last questions for Amanda?
No, taking it easy.
Okay.
Well, can we think of one that she didn't know before, so we can, you know, put
on the spot. Yeah, spring one on me, like a la Jake.
No, just to say that when she's in studio, I tell you, we have a great time. I mean, when, you know, we'll schedule an hour to record something, and there may be, you know, a total of 5 minutes of lines, and we're often there for an hour and a half just telling jokes and having a great time, and it's a really relaxed environment, and you know, you're just a lot of fun to have in studio, and really appreciate the work you do.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm so glad to be here, and like I said, this is one of my treasure times, is getting into the studio and visiting with Doug and Steve and everyone here, and especially it's a treat when you know, the actors or people I'm playing who are also in the scene get to be actually here in the studio as well, because then you can, you know, sort of play off each other. And that's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amanda, yes, it is always a joy working with you. And thank you so much for bringing Olivia to life. We so enjoy her character.
Well, thank you for writing her into life.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us again for another mini adventure here in Discovery Mountain. And you now have gotten to know a little bit more about Amanda Roof, who plays Olivia Olson. And we are definitely going to get to know her character some more. And who knows? Maybe we'll meet some more members of the Donovan family one of these days. But I want to leave with you again that verse that Amanda read for us, because it's a beautiful verse from Ecclesiastes. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 15. And take this with you the rest of the day and the rest of the week. It says, "And I commend joy, for man has nothing better under the sun but to eat and drink and be joyful. For this will go with him in his toil through the days of his life that God has given him under the sun. So take that hope, that joy with you, and we'll see you again here next time.